Europe is now pushing back on Palantir, and it's happening all over the continent, and the change is happening at pace. Today, the story is that the Spanish government have told all public contractors not to sign new contracts with Palantir. In France, Macron said that they want to replace Palantir with their own homegrown version, ChapsVision, for their security. With the Netherlands and Denmark, they're also looking for European homegrown replacements. Also, Europol, which was using Palantir's Gotham for 10 years, has now stopped using that. In the UK, even though the government recently took on a Palantir contract, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, blocked a 50 million new contract for the Met Police, and now Palantir are trying to sue him. In Switzerland, a magazine called Republic found that Palantir had tried to bid for contracts 9 times and been constantly shut out. They published about that. Palantir then tried to sue them for not giving them enough right of reply and writing counterbalancing stories. They lost in court and had to pay 95% of the damages. So there is a lot of pushback in Europe happening at the moment with Palantir. Why? One reason is, of course, the absolute mad stuff that's been coming out from their CEO, Alex Karp, and their founder, Peter Thiel, which is regarded as dangerous. There is also the reputation of Palantir being intimately involved in ICE data in the States and also in Israeli operations in Gaza, which are very likely associated with war crimes. But there is also a growing feeling in Europe that we need tech sovereignty. One is not just because you can't trust Donald Trump and he has shown outright hostility to Europe, and there is a general feeling within Europe that Europe needs to build its own or it will forever be manipulable by the states. But specifically, there is something else, and that is the Cloud Act of 2018. So yes, that is when Donald Trump was in power, but it was a bipartisan effort. And essentially, it says that US courts can compel US companies to hand over whatever data that the US courts want to get. And that could be EU citizen data, and that could be EU citizen data held in servers in the EU, and the US incorporated company would have to hand it over. Now, there are some ways around that, because firstly, that completely clashes with the EU's GDPR regulation, which basically says your data belongeth to you and no foreign entities can get it. So then you've got these companies that are sort of caught in the middle, and sometimes they give encryption keys to their customers, so physically can't get at it. But what about if that encryption is broken? Nevertheless, this is why the first entities you are seeing rejecting Palantir, an American-based company, are associated with the intelligence services around Europe, because probably safe is not good enough if America has that kind of reach into your most sensitive information. So that is why so many of these European companies are looking to Europe-based entities to do that work and hold those data. And this means that Palantir is hitting something of a brick wall increasingly in 2025 and 2026 in Europe. It used to be the case that 40% of Palantir's business a few years back was in the US, and then the rest was around the world. Now it's 75%. So Palantir is really growing fast in the US. Its second biggest customer is the UK, and in the UK, there's a real battle going on against Palantir. Palantir first got a foothold in the UK during COVID, and then it managed to get its foot into the NHS database system in 2023. Then when Keir Starmer came to power and went out to the States, Peter Mandelson introduced him to Palantir there and Alex Karp there, while Peter Mandelson, while his own company, Global Council, was a lobbying organization for Palantir. So very dodgy there. And then shortly after that, like about 10 months later, Palantir got a massive, I think it was about £500 million contract in the UK for our defence. And that is now hotly disputed alongside the NHS one. And this is also one of the reasons why Sadiq Khan shut down the new contract with the Met. Now Palantir trying to, so it's real battle on in the UK. So watch this space tightly, but as far as Europe is concerned, increasingly, this is not a coordinated effort, but everyone will be learning from each other. There is a real drive to keep American companies like Palantir with terrible reputations in terms of the personnel, in terms of their history, and in terms of the vulnerability in geopolitics out of Europe, and actually have homegrown European alternatives instead. And I'm here for it.